the railroad. Here's where they were loaded. My dad was loading shingle bolts.
For goodness sakes. Oh, wonderful. This is all about you. This is Butterfat in when? What, 62?
Well, I tell you, it was put in there after my dad died. He died in 16.
Dad died in the first day of January 62.
Well, between my wife and my sister, Butterfat praised the pound of milk, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And when that was taken down, that's where they loaded the shingle bolts in days.
Ah, that's wonderful. That's a really good one.
And,
is that a picture you have?
Well, now, I don't think it could be my friend. You know, it's a funny thing. I found the name of Fred Greeny. No, my brother was only, I'm not sure the year. I don't know if they got the year there or not. That was it. It was in after between 1915-1918.
He has this picture of the where they're loading the shingle bolts.
Yeah. Well, you can take this with you if you like.
Okay. I will take it with me, but I promise you, you'll get it back.
Well, it's not much good to me in a way. And, my family, my wife and we have no family.
And by the way, I found out what your name is. Peel, not Pyle, I would
no,
say.
No, Peel.
Peel.
Yeah,
Peel.
Now, they may have my name spelt wrong here. They have it Arthur.
Do they? Oh, yeah. Albert.
Albert they have, but it's Alfred.
It's Alfred.
Yeah. And they left one of my sisters out. I don't know how come, misprint or something. And my sister's been mad at me ever since, but I...
That's too bad.
But they corrected it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know whatever happened to the paper. You know, it did. After my wife passed away, well, I was quite a while in the hospital for almost 5 years.
Oh.
I had an old bad accident in the mill.
Oh.
I tore the slate. And we tried to graft it and kept grafting it, but it kept breaking. She passed away in 63.
Oh, so you, that was when all the bad things began to happen. Luck of it. This is one of Morris Pill's five sons prepares to boss one of the huge stumps that they own at their farm after it had been cleared.
Is there a picture of that stump there?
Watches her son pop. Yeah. There's the big stump. And there's
I have one here, a big tree. Well, that is after I had the tree had been fallen. I was putting powder to blow it up, and then my mother's standing there.
Uh-huh.
And this lad here, he had just come from Denmark. He had never been out in the country before, and he helped me.
This one that was, this is you, but there's one ring behind. Is that
that is him. He was,
here.
He came out from Denmark, and in fact, he went to school with my mother in Denmark, you see.
Oh.
And then he just got out.
Oh.
But I have a bunch of little ones, but I can't see good enough around the farm, you know.
Yeah. Maybe we can go through them together.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But getting back to this, here, there was three lads working with Dad, two brothers, Sam and Fred Greeny, and a chap.
And Fred.
Yeah.
Are they still alive?
No, oh no, no.
No, okay.
Anyway, they dug a well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know what day of the week it was, but when they finished at night, they left the buckets.
Mm-hmm.
And the ladder, I think the well was around 20 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So the next morning, they decided they were going to dig another well.
Yeah.
So Fred, he said, I'll go over and get the shovel, and them days they had, for wheeling up, you know, they had a crossbar with a round, and they
Oh, yeah.
Wind it up. So Fred goes over there, but he doesn't come back.
Uh-huh.
So the Jap said, oh, Fred's always up to something, you know. He was one of them boys. The Jap goes over, he doesn't come back. So Sam says to Dad, there's something wrong. So they went over there, and both men were laying in the bottom of the well dead. Well, they were both laying in the bottom. So Sam says, Dad says to Sam, go and get the lantern.
Mm-hmm.
They got the lantern and put it down since, and the lantern got to down, out it went. Sam says, there's gas.
Oh.
Well, you know, them days, as far as I can remember, there's no toxin or anything, you know. But I can remember, my brother, he's a year older than I am, he stayed with Dad and done the dishwashing and cooking. And he said, that was the oddest sight you ever seen, these two men. And they left it. Oh, Charles Mackey, I believe, was the police in Langley.
Yes.
Well, he just came and got the bodies up and said, but I never forgot that. There was only one other man that remembered it. And he lived at Audubon. Maybe you have the name's Goldsmith.
Goldsmith, yes.
There was Ed Goldsmith. He was. It's just 3 years ago. He lived in Chilliwack. He was a bachelor while he lived with people. He was well up in here. And I went in, the woman phoned me and told me to come in and see Ed.
Mm-hmm.
His brothers and him were gone. And old Ed was pretty badly crippled up. And Ed said, you know, Alf, you're the only, you and me are the only ones that remember this gas. Yeah. So, you know.
Is Ed still alive?
No.
He died too.
He passed away at, about 4 years ago. He was 92 or 93, I'm not sure.
And you're the only one that remembers this.
Yeah, I know.
Now, where was this located? Where was this hole?
Right near the Jackman Station.
Right near the station?
Yeah.
So where was the Jackman Station? Oh.
Well, the end of the Jackman Road, in Audubon.
Up on the river?
No, go towards the river.
Towards the river?
Yeah, that would go be...
On BC Electric?
Yeah. Oh, yes, BC Electric.
So this took place on the by the BC Electric.
Yeah, yeah.
This didn't take place in town.
No.
Okay.
No, that's 3.5 miles from town.
Oh, okay.
See, them days, the BC Electric used to run from Westminster to Chilliwack, and they brought the mail.
Yes.
And I drove the mail when I was 16.
Did you? Jackman?
I collected the mail. I'd go down, as they call it, the milk train. I'd give him the mail. And that was 9:15. I had to wait till 10:30 when the streetcar came from Westminster.
Uh-huh.
I got the mail there and I took it on to Audubon.
Okay, and where did you take it to in Audubon?
To the post office.
And where's the post office?
Well, the post office then, you know where the garage is?
Mm-hmm.
Right where you turn?
Mm-hmm.
There was two houses over there.
Mm-hmm.
And it took it out of that, and right across from there was the general store.
Smith and Parr?
No. Smith and Parr was the first one.
Uh-huh.
Then there was another store. Here was Cipro.
Which?
Cipro.
Cipro?
Yeah, he had the store.
Huh?
Then it went there to...
Was this Smith and Parr that was Cipro?
Yeah, well, Parr was in Cloverdale. He had a store there.
Yeah.
And Smith had the store in Audubon.
Right.
I think it was son-in-law. Smith was Parr's son-in-law, if I remember. Correct.
Or a nephew or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they had that in the store, but before that, it was in a private house for a while.
Uh-huh. Do you know which house it was?
Oh, no, it would be the... It was one of the Carmichael's, I believe, that had there. That's for a short time, and it was in the home. But then it went into the store.
Well, it was in a Carmichael's home?
Yeah.
And then it went into the store, into the Cipro store.
No, the Cipro had sold out, then it went into Murray. I found him named Murray.
Murray?
He had the store when we started the mail route.
Oh. Murray had a store, and it was located how far from the Smith store?
Right across from the garage.
Right across.
Where the garage is now, if I'm mistaken.
On the other corner, on the west side of Jackman?
Coming from here, it's on the right-hand side.
Okay, so the west side.
Yeah, here's the Jackman Road.
Yes.
The garage is here and the store is here.
On the south side?
Yeah. No, it'd be on the north side.
On the north side of Jackman.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so it would be now where there was a little, there's a little restaurant, or a little
I noticed
store.
The other day on the bus you were going through.
Yeah.
But I know the garage there, because Ross Brothers had the garage.
Okay, so it was across from Ross Brothers.
Yeah.
And the post office was in that
store? In the store,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then after after that, I don't know where the store went. I was in the early 20s. Well, I was away for 5 years, and I come back.
Yeah.
I was in the back of the prairie from 1923 to 19. Well, I came back home in 27, but I went back and came up when my mother died in 32.
So you came back in 32, and you lived in Alder Grove again?
I just stayed there, and then I started working in Westminster. Mm-hmm. I went back and forth weekends in 36 is when I started working in Westminster.
Working in 36.
I worked there for 40 years.
On the logging?
No, driving a lumber carrier and lift truck. I have to beat Bob here yet.
Have you?
I saw to you, I didn't show to you, just a boat on the
camp. Oh, the mail.
Oh, that's the mail.
So, okay, so great. So you have lots of memories about
the program. You know, I don't know, then I talked some time ago. Oh, it's when I was in 32 or 33. I came out, things were tough out here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was around Alder Grove talking to them, going, you know, some of them didn't believe there was a shingle mill in Alder Grove.
Mm-hmm.
And that was located, you know, there's a kind of a bank.
Mm-hmm.
As you go coming from Langley this way,
mm-hmm.
just before you get to where Safeway is now,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But before you get there, if you notice, there's a kind of a ridge in the back.
Yes.
Well, there used to be a bridge in Sawmill and a shingle mill was over here.
On the east side of the
Burger? South side.
South and east, or
yeah.
South and west?
South and west from where Safeway is.
Across Burger Creek, on
yeah,
the other
yeah,
side.
Yeah, that upright of rail, that was a railroad track.
Yes.
That's where the Great Northern came.
And so the shingle mill was on
the west side. There was a shingle mill there for years and years.
And when that shingle mill was operational, someone tells me there was a Japanese settlement in there, or
yeah.
Oriental settlement.
Oh yes, there was a few Hindus, not many,
uh-huh.
but most of them was Japs.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I don't know, a lot of them didn't like. We had neighbor for Japs.
Uh-huh.
I went to school with Japs, and the finest people,
uh-huh.
you know, young people raised here, never
sure.
lived in them at all.
Sure. Who was your neighbor?
Down on the farm, but we had the closest one was Orita was a chap.
Which?
Orita.
Orita?
O-R-I-D-A. Just a young fellow. Oh, he was a nice man. And the closest was one, and then there was Billy Flugel.
Oh.
You maybe heard that name.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, and as you go up, there was Follises and Cattles.
Cattles, okay.
Well, now
I think we're...
The Groves is there must be some of the Groves is alive yet.
Yes, there is.
There was Mabel Groves, if I ain't mistaken.
She's
not
alive.
She married Stanley Dean.
Yeah, she's not alive anymore.
No. And there was Oddies.
Uh-huh.
I don't think there's any of them left now.
No.
And well, then getting down on the Jackman Road, well, I knew them all there because I drove there for 4 years. Saturday, not Sunday. There was Goldsmiths, you have them, and Bruskies,
mm-hmm.
and Attenburgs, and there was another fellow, Sherlock. And there was no, I don't think it comes to me, there were so many through there. So there were Art and Ed Goldsmith.
Art?
Artie had a quite a nice place.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I forget. Oh, his family is pretty well gone. There was another family, Lundenberg. I don't know if you heard them down.
Lundenberg, yeah.
Yeah, there was quite a family then.
Elmer is still alive.
Well.
Yeah.
And there was, did I say Audie's?
Yeah, you did.
There was Audie's there.
Where was the Lundenberg place?
That was,
on the south side of the road?
Yeah. That was on the Lefevre Road.
On Lefevre.
I think so. That's where we were on the Lefevre too.
You were on Lefevre?
Yeah.
Oh, I
didn't
know that. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. There was, you got Caddo's down.
Yeah.
There was Joe Caddo and John Caddo. Joe Caddo looked after the graveyard. And,
who did? John did.
Huh?
John looked after the graveyard? Yeah. Or
Joe. Oh, what was that, No, if I was just taking, putting it on a piece of paper, it'll come to me, you know.
Yeah.
And that's where it goes. Oh. And then going a bit down east, going west of Alder Grove, where the big school is now.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. When I pass that school, my fingers ache.
Do they?
Us kids had to pick rocks for that school.
Did you?
Pick rocks in that field here and there and load them in the wagon and take them up. When they built that school. You see, we should go to, we were in the municipality of Matsqui.
Yes.
But the roads were flooded, so we couldn't go to school. So we walked the railroad track and to the Alderville school.
Oh.
That's how come I got to know both sides of the school.
Ah.
Now, there was the Ross brothers that had the garage.
Yeah.
Maybe you have that now.
Yes.
Now, I don't know.
Wilbur's still around. He's talking.
Who?
Wilbur Ross.
Bill?
Yeah, Wilbur.
Oh, well, there was Arthur, and Bill, and Ray.
Oh, I mean, Wilbur Ross is the guy I'm talking about.
Oh, and
he
I never
must
heard
be
of
a later one, eh?
No, it wasn't Ray. There was Arthur, and Bill, and Ray. Now, if I could find it, I got a queer letter here a year ago. I don't know what it is. I should have had it looked up. But I will come down. Before long, I'll take the first bus down in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get it. But as I said, I got a letter one day and I couldn't read it.
Mm-hmm.
The stamp was down in this corner, and the letter, you'd laugh when you see it. He started here. Instead of write this way, he wrote this way.
Mm-hmm.
And here is Bill Ross. He was up here. He lives on Radnor Road, not far from the Aberdeen School.
Oh,
well, I thought if I could find him, he said, I have a son here in Sardis, which is not very far. But he never put his address or phone number or anything. But, you know, I have a neighbor, she's awful good to me.
Uh-huh.
And I know my sister-in-law, my wife's only sister lives in Sardis. She's the one that does most of the lighting.
Oh.
But I laughed when I got this letter from Bill Ross. And there was, what was your last name?
I would like to know where this station was located.
Well, you know where Safeways is?
Yes.
That road, it's called Station.
Station Road.
It just goes into, from Safeways, it wouldn't be less than a half a mile. That's
yes.
Where the station was.
And Station Road, was it on the east side of Station
no,
Road?
No, south.
On the south side?
No, Safeways is all here.
Yeah, I know where
it's
Safeways
right here. This is
that's Station Road.
That's the Station Road, and it's right over here.
Station Road was in that.
Yeah, that'd be south of the main road.
Yeah. Would this have been on the Matsqui side or on the Alder Grove?
No, it'd be on the Langley side.
It would have been,
If I'm mistaken, the Aberdeen. No, not at the Lefevre Road was the boundary. If I understand.
No, it's a little closer than the Lefevre. The Lefevre's already quite a ways in. Well, it's about a
It could have been there at the station.
So maybe it is. Yeah, I think Station Road is a boundary.
It could be.
But
you see, there was Lefevre,
mm-hmm.
then the Station Road,
mm-hmm.
and then the next one would be Jackman.
We live on
so
Jackman.
So it could be in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
it would show on the map if you could get a hold of a map.
I have a map, but I don't have the markings of the station on it. and I'm just wondering, today there's a station road goes straight south, but then there's a Y.
There's a Y, and
it goes along towards
the
Seaver.
The station road that went here is where Safeway's is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is the main road.
Yes.
Well, this station road only went down here a short
yes,
piece.
Yes, I know.
That was where Charlie Groves.
Yeah.
Oh,
Charlie Groves?
Yeah.
Was there?
Charlie Groves lived there. Well, that would be Mabel Groves' father.
Oh, yeah, but north. Right, on the north side.
Yeah, north side. Mm-hmm. And across from him, there was Audie. Crossland and Audie.
Yeah.
They were the only two that, and that was the end of the station road then.
Yeah, that was the north
they've end. They've had it, no doubt, since.
Was this on the north side of the
No, Yale? This here is on the south side.
South side.
Yeah.
So that Groves were on
the south side.
So, I'm still not sure. Like the station road, was that the railroad track then?
Well, that's where it went, just that short distance into the railroad track. But years after the railroad got up, I guess there's farms in there now. I haven't been in there.
Yeah.
But at that time, that's as far as it went from the main road and into the railroad track.
Into the railroad track.
And then, of course, there was quite a sight there because that's where all the stuff was loaded. And come into Audigo, all the big groceries and the baled hay and all that came in there.
On that train?
And on that train.
Did they?
And all the lumber was loaded there.
Uh-huh.
And in the early days, the farmers would get together, there'd be 6 or 7 of them, and they'd grow turnips.
Oh.
And then in the fall of the year, they'd load, us kids, loading turnips in boxcars.
Really?
And be shipped to the cannery in New Westminster.
Oh.
There'd be maybe 6 or 7 farmers. You know, you maybe have 2 ton, and I'd have 3 ton, and the next one had 2.
Really?
And there was quite a sight. Oh, there was a lot of lumber then, because there was a tie mill down right past our farm.
There was
a tie mill, what they call it.
Uh-huh.
And his name was, I think the name was Singer. Singer's?
Singer's?
Singer's tie mill. There was 2 tie mills, small mills, you know. They'd cut the ties.
Yeah. Was that in, are you talking about Langley side?
No.
Singer was on the Mathbury side?
Well, that was right in the border, so it would kind of fool me, you know.
Yeah.
Right with the station. So whether it was on Langley or Mathbury.
Oh, so Singer Mill was right by, right?
No. It was down a good couple of miles down on the Fever Road.
On the Fever?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. These small portable mills, you know.
Mm-hmm. So Singer, he moved around, did he?
Oh, yes.
He was in one place and then another?
Yeah. Oh, yes. He had them different places. And there was a chap, that chap had a nice little mill right next to, just next to our farm.
Yeah.
And he was nice. I drove and hauled ties for him.
Was that a portable too?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, then the only station mill there was in Audigo.
Oh.
Shingle mill.
Stationary.
Yeah, that didn't need a station. They used to have, there was quite a creek there.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a stream now, but them days they used to put the shingle bolts in on the water.
I've heard that before too. I can't imagine it to
be. Oh, yeah. Well, many times I've run out the shingle bolts and straightened them out to keep them going.
Really?
No, you know, I often think of the kids nowadays, like a fellow was saying the other day. I was talking about the working class.
Uh-huh.
I have put in 80 years working.
Yeah.
I started work when I was 9, before I was 9 years old. I'm going on 88.
You started working before you were 9 years old?
Yes. We should.
Where did you start working?
Oh, different places. Well, in the farms, you know.
Oh.
Go out and clean your garden, help pick potatoes and,
uh-huh,
and corn and all. Oh, God.
Huh.
You know, that's where I kick now. I should have been in school. I didn't even get my 10th grade. We was out working.
Not much choice, is there?
No, there isn't much choice. People in Denmark, you might, don't mind me saying so. Dad's name, there were 3 brothers.
Uh-huh.
And why it is in the old country, same as Sweden and Norway, the youngest son always took the mother's maiden name.
Oh.
And Dad's mother's was Peel. Otherwise, it was Hansen. Dad has two brothers. They're both dead now. And when we left Denmark, there were three of us boys. And we was registered as Hansen Peel.
Hansen Peel?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, when we come to Bellingham, then when Dad came into Canada, he dropped the Hansen.
I see.
So all the rest of the families born here are just Peel.
Oh, that makes sense.
So when I went to get my, I guess my pension, or what was that, the mill, something they wanted my, what do they call it? Record. Mm-hmm. Or my birth certificate.
Birth certificate?
Well, here my birth certificate is in Hansen Peel.
Oh,
I haven't. So I laughed. I was in the office, Macmillan Bloedel's in Vancouver. I laughed at the lady, said, she said, would you like to go back to Denmark?
Yeah.
I said, it wouldn't be bad. So there was an ashtray. She said, throw through that window and we'll send you back. But I don't go by it anyway. No, I'm just registered. My old age pension, everything is.
What was your dad's name, though?
Morris.
Morris
Rasmus Peel.
Rasmus?
Yeah. But all he just straight went here in Canada.
How do you spell Rasmus?
I'd have to look that up.
R-E-S?
Yes.
M-A-S?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he was Danish?
Yeah.
And yeah. You were born in Denmark?
Denmark, yeah. I was born in 1904, 16th of September.
You were born in Denmark?
Yeah.
And you were born where? What was the date?
Oh my God.
It doesn't matter. Your birth date?
Birth is 16th of September.
And you were born in Denmark and you're.
And in 1906, we came to Bellingham.
You came here in 1906?
Yeah. I was 2 years old.
And you came to Bellingham, and when did you come to Canada then?
And in 1908, we came to into BC, to Otago, in January 1908.
To Otago, and did you homestead? You weren't homesteaders,
no,
were you?
No.
And you had. Did your dad buy somebody's land? Who was the homesteader?
I don't know who. I can't even remember who Dad bought the land from. But I know it was all bush.
Yeah?
I remember that. And then a little bit of a house and an old log shack.
That was already standing?
Oh, yes. I have a picture of the log shack.
Okay. You have it in there?
I think so.
What was your dad's occupation? Farmer?
Well, when he left Denmark, he was a creamery man. Both him and mother, I don't know why they ever left. Dad had some wonderful certificates.
Oh.
But he was engineer when he came here. He was engineer in the mill in Otago for years. The idea when they left.
When did he die?
Huh?
Oh, yes, we've got it in here.
Yeah, he died first day of January 62. He had a stroke on Friday the 31st. No, the 30th.
And did he die in Ottawa?
No, he died where he was with, he retired. He lived with Grace and me in Westminster. No, Dad wasn't sick. He had a stroke on Friday afternoon.
And where had he lived for years with you?
Otherwise, he lived all the rest of the years long ago. Until he retired in. Oh, wait a minute. When I started to work at the mill in 36, Mother died in 32, and I came home in 33. And I hadn't intended to stay at home, but somebody had to stay. And
was she in Alder Grove then? Huh? Did she die?
And in 39, when I started to work at the mill, as soon as I worked a month, I had a woman stay with Dad. And
in Alder Grove still?
Yeah. And in, I go home every weekend. Mm-hmm. Then in 39, I told Dad I was getting married in the spring. And I said, we're not going to live on the farm, Dad. There wasn't enough coming in. So I said, either rent it or sell it. So he rented it for a while, and then he moved in into Westminster with us. He lived in a suite in our basement. He lived there, and he passed away.
Oh, so he lived in New West for quite some time.
Oh, yes, he was there about 10 years. Yeah. My dad was 87, I think.
Your mother's mother was born in Denmark, too,
oh,
was
yes.
she?
Yeah.
Do you know her birthday?
No, mother's birthday, when was that? I think it was in February or March. Dad's birthday, I think it was February or March, mother's birthday. Dad's was in September, I know that so well.
September of?
The 5th. But mother's, I'm not so certain.
5th of September. September in 18. What year was he born?
He was born in 1875, maybe? No, I'm wrong. They were married.
Oh.
In 1900.
Married in 1900.
And Dad was 25 years old. No. Yes.
I wouldn't make it. He'd be 75. It'd be 1875 then.
Yeah.
What was your mother? When was she born?
Mother passed away. She was 50. In her 50s. She
was in her 50s when she passed away.
Yeah, smallpox.
In 1932.
Yeah, 32. Yeah.
Of smallpox. She died of smallpox.
Yeah, at least that's what the doctor from Blandy. Now there was two doctors. Doctor Marr. He was a country doctor from Langley, Dr. Marr.
And
my mother died at home.
And she was always a homemaker?
Yes, yeah. Always. I think the ladies had the facilities the ladies had today. Then.
Would have been so easy, eh?
Oh. You know, I have a wife. I have a washboard here. Mother bought it in 1908 or 1909.
Yeah.
I still have it. It's a glass washboard.
Yeah. Can you remember rubbing clothes on it?
Oh, do I ever remember rubbing clothes?
Can you remember her getting the water? How did she get the water?
Well, I pulled it out of the well in my pocket.
Oh, there was a
or one of these here.
Roll-up ones.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
For years, and then we got the water in, and you got so we could get the little water pumps, you know.
Yeah.
But in the first few years, I tell you, I can still remember pulling water up to the cows and the chickens and all that.
Is that right?
Oh, yes.
Did you have a lot of cows and chickens?
Oh, we had 8 or 9 cows. We had quite a bunch of chickens.
Uh-huh.
It used to be in the, there comes from the we'll talk to you. There used to be a fellow live right close to Alder Grove. I wonder if you have his name, Frank Eve.
Frank Eve, yeah. We have Don's, his son.
He had an awful pile of chickens.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mother had chickens and us kids. We had rabbits. You see, in them days, we'd go down to the BC Electric every Friday morning.
Yes.
Well, it was midnight. We'd leave home about 3 o'clock. And we'd go down to the station. There was always room there. We'd tie the horses there. And take the streetcar out, they call it the milk train.
Yes.
There was butter and there was bread and everything into the market in Westminster.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little cutting somewhere, if I can find it, of the market many years ago in Westminster, down in the front street. Well, we go in there, and I load all the people from all over, Langley, Port Langley, Lavender, and the Chinamen, they're buying your chickens.
Gee.
I got arrested.
You what?
I got pinched on the market.
Did you?
Oh yes, that
because
was in 1916 or 17.
Uh-huh.
Oh yes, there used to be a lady down towards Lavender, Mrs. Fox.
Uh-huh.
She had a little store.
Well,
if you didn't have the money, she'd take a couple of chickens, or maybe a calf, or a pig,
uh-huh.
You know, for
trading.
She came in and I always helped her. So there was one day, it's China much smart, you know. There was only four heads,
uh-huh.
But there was 10 legs. That's the way they took them, you see.
Yeah.
They curl one head underneath the wing.
Oh.
And on the market, and I was there barefooted. And that time we drove in, and we used to drive from Waltergrove in.
In what? On what? What did you drive?
Horse buggy. Or then it got into the 20s. I only a year of that. But before that, it was all horse and buggy.
You drove all the way in there?
Oh, yes. I walked Waltergrove to Westminster more than once.
What were the roads like?
Oh, they were just narrow gravel roads, through the green timbers, what they called it.
Yeah.
But anyway, this Chinaman, he called, when I said, hey there, buddy, you're fooling a lady. Shut up, you white SB. Well, you know, I never forgot our school teacher. Some of us boys got a little rough, you know, and recalling that, I remember a bunch of us got an awful strapping.
Yeah.
And I hauled off and I hit him. I was small, but I hit him. He fell. And I kicked him. And there was a policeman. He used to be drug collector. Well, it was his duty to keep people in order on Friday.
Yeah.
So he grabbed me by the neck. And I had to peer up in the police station.
Oh.
I never forgot that. I came up there.
Yes.
And all. I don't remember the school in Westminster named after Judge Howie.
Oh, yes.
I come up there and when I told him to look forward, you come along, you know, you go up in that little chippy. Stop, he said. Nobody barefooted goes up here. Where's your shoes? I said, at home. Where's that? I said, Article. He said, you come back next Friday with shoes and stockings. I never forgot that. Because when I came back the next Friday, I wouldn't tell him what he called me, you know. No. So I said to him, you know, Your Honor, have you got a mother? He said, if I had, I wouldn't be here if I hadn't. I hadn't, something like that. And I said, what do they call a female dog? He said, what's got to do with that? I said, well, you're a son of a female dog. Just to add a little to it, after we was married, oh, I guess it was in the 50s, there were some friends of ours, they were building a barn out in Surrey. So George and Butterfield and two or three of us, we went out to help them. And this Judge Howie, I knew it. He lived across the road. He was a bachelor. So Grace and Mrs. Butterfield and Mrs. Giroux, they went out and they went into his Howie's place to cook dinner for us, you see. So when dinner time come, they rang the hammer on the tin can or a milk pail. So we went, so after we had dinner, and that Judge Howie, he says to Francis, he said, what'd you say that lady was? Well, that's Grace Peel. She had a relation to that fellow that came in here for lunch? Yes, she said, that's her husband. So he had to tell us the whole damn story.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, some wonderful memories.
How many sisters did you have?
I had, four sisters. Oh, wait a minute. Esther, Margaret, four.
Okay, can you list their names?
Esther was the oldest, and Margaret, and Marie, and Mabel.
Mabel.
two of the sisters that had.
Two are still living?
Two still living. One's in Radnor and one's in Alberta.
Marie and Mabel still living, or who's living?
Mabel lives in Radnor and Marie lives in Calgary. And Margaret and Esther are both dead.
And Grace, was that your wife?
Grace was my wife, yeah.
I should have your, you were born in Denmark. What place in Denmark?
A little place called Mears.
Mears?
Yeah. I have
M-E-R-R-S?
M-A-I-R-S. I have a picture of that somewhere, too.
And you were how old when you came to Canada?
I was just a little baby. I was 4 years old. You know, it was a funny thing. When we left Denmark, all I can remember, even at the age of two, and Mother used to say, no, Al's right. I can remember this little bit of a train with that huge smokestack. And when we got to Bellingham, to Mother's oldest brother, Fred, he was longshoreman. And we had a place for us.
Yes.
And we used to go down the street to meet him. Uh-huh. We weren't allowed to cross. He said, go down there, there's a, now they call it a pub.
Uh-huh.
And there's a parrot outside. Don't go further than there and meet him, you know. Uncle Fred was always really small. And we used to go down there, and this parrot sitting on outside this here saloon or that. Come and have a drink. Come and have a drink. I can remember, and there was one day, Fred said to Mother, he called Christine, don't let the boys out today. Don't let them out. At 12 o'clock, they're chasing every Hindu out of Bellingham. See, they took over all the work, the longshoremen.
Oh.
And at 12 o'clock, there was wagons with all the Hindu stuff, and they took them to Blaine. Dumped them into Vancouver. There hasn't been a Hindu in Bellingham since.
Is that right?
That's right. It's true as I'm sitting here now. That'll be in 1970.
Gee. So you were just a little fella and you remember
coming on this train? I can see that parrot went down there.
The parrot?
Huh? Yeah, sitting up there. Hi, from the record. Hi. Yeah. Oh, yes.
See,
and I can still see, standing in the windows, and all these, you know, I couldn't figure out why they all had the rags on their heads.
Yeah. Well, and then you came to
Aldergrove.
From
Bellingham, yeah.
You lived there, though, a year or two.
About 2 years. Yeah. 1906 to 1908.
Your mother's name?
Christine. I never knew Mother's last name until her middle name to hear. Just when I was down. See, my brother that's older than me, just a year,
uh-huh.
He went to Saskatchewan there with me in the harvest. And then he went from there that fall, in the fall of 25, he went to Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah.
He was going to work in the machine shops, not outside, he said. Well, everybody told him. He said, you'll never get a job in Minneapolis. Well, and he said, don't. He said, I can still pull pits. And he milked cows here to Johnson Brother. He's in Chilliwack for, I guess, 2 years. And he was, you wonder why I say this. And they all said, this is the milker. But
yeah.
he was an accordion milker, if you know what that is.
No, what is it?
Accordion milker is, I can't do it, his fingers.
Oh.
He could work that finger, and just as quick. There was no stripper.
No stripper.
No, he milked that way.
And oh, you know, I didn't do that.
So anyway, he got to Minneapolis, couldn't get a job. Well, the farm job. So he went 100 miles south with the farmer from him, Anderson. He was going to work for the winter. Well, Anderson had two daughters, so you know what happened. He never left the farm. ball for, he married one of the daughters, and I think that was due to be all that was in the performance, I guess.
What was his name?
Olaf.
Olaf.
Yeah, he's a hero. My oldest brother died in the Marines.
He was the second oldest?
Yeah, he was second oldest. But,
and your oldest? So all of us have a good one.
Axel.
Axel?
Yeah, he died,
A-X-E-L?
Yeah, in 1919, in October. I have the family picture, I'll show it to you. Buried down in the Marines. But anyway.
And you had two brothers, or did you have
more? I had more.
Oh, okay.
I have